This call is being recorded.
You ready to wait 20 seconds? All right. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, moment of silence and remembrance for our servicemen and women. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Nala Keith.
Here.
Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Taffy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Fisher.
Here.
And General Manager Jim.
Here. Okay. Let's see. I need approval for Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of June 16, 2026, and regular board meeting minutes and warrants of June 16, 2026.
I make a motion to approve A and B.
A second.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Board Vice Chair Brock and second by Director Carlin. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teacher?
Aye. All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none. Let's move on to new business. Discussion action item tab one, resolution 2026-01, fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 2026-2027.
So this is, it's the same standby assessment that goes on to all the properties every year. The rates have not changed. The only thing that might have made the amount change on a property is if their service went from active to inactive or from or the other way around. The fees change a little bit. It has the description of the fees in the resolution. But yeah, it's the same
thing as every year. You guys have to approve it.
We have a discussion for it.
So what is it that you guys are looking at? I'm unfamiliar with what you're looking for. What is it?
There's a book up there on the table.
Okay.
It's going to be tab one in the book.
This one?
Yes.
Can you explain to me
the water standby charge for properties that don't have meters on them?
Okay, because I'm kind of new to the area. I don't really know what's going on. I bought the property maybe 2 years ago or something like that. And before I can even
get out there and get all my permits and everything straight. You guys sent some guys out because I was out there building, and I had my truck parked along the front. And they, I don't know if they ruptured a pipe or something, but my guys were out there working on the property, putting up the brick wall. So water starts coming all down the property. And tell the guy, hey, what's going on? He comes down on the tractor and tears the whole side of my F-150 up with the tractor. Okay, so apparently you guys gave me your insurance information or whatever, but I had to leave my trailer there because it was attached to my truck. So when I came back a couple days later, my trailer was gone, and I ended up losing my guys that I had paid in advance to put up the 6-foot wall. So I never got to do anything that I was trying to do. So that's why I'm here today, because I need to know what are these charges, because I never heard anything about it. I didn't even get a chance to figure out what was going on.
Okay, well, these charges are on your property taxes.
Okay, I don't know, because I pay my property taxes, I think, of once or twice a year or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, this is just something that's on your property taxes. It's not another charge that you're going to be charged.
Oh.
It's just something that's on your property tax. If you don't have a water meter on your property,
uh-huh.
it's called a standby charge that the water company charges unincorporated or undeveloped properties.
Oh, okay. So it's a new...
It's not new. It's been that way every year.
Okay.
But every year we have to approve it again as
okay.
a board.
Well, is there an increase or...
No.
Okay. Not
nothing
a problem.
New.
I just want to know. What's
yeah, it's nothing new.
Okay. What page are you guys on?
Look at tab one. Back here.
Thank you.
If you continue to scroll, you'll start to see each standby charge for each parcel number.
Okay, do we have any discussion for this? And we need a
motion to adopt resolution 2026-01 fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 2026-2027, made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Okay. Tab 2 is transfer of funds from the Chase General account to the California Class account.
This is just a discussion item. Just letting you know that we transferred $90,000 from our general account to the California Class account because the balance was getting a little higher than the FDIC insured amount. So we reduced that balance and then increased our California Class account so we could earn more interest. That is all. If you have any questions, let me know. But a couple years ago, Sarah Wargo said to inform you guys anytime we do that, just so you're kind of aware of any major activities that we do with the banking.
Okay. Anybody have anything to say about it? Okay, item 3 is tab 3, which is FireWise USA program information. So she did find some information on this. I don't know if anybody's read it.
This is also just a discussion item. It says action on the cover sheet, but it's not.
I actually have another booklet as well, and it's the checklist on who to get involved, how to create the committee, how many people we need in the committee,
We do need to reach out and either have our local forestry, fire department, and the California liaison assess and do a risk assessment of whatever area we want to do in the community. It has to be a minimum of 8 houses, maximum of 2,500, and they're going to not just look at individual properties, but there is a limit to like combustible roofs. I believe there's only 8 allowed in a specific community, and those are like the wood shake roofs and things like that. So they'll come out, see like the different ranges. So ignition ranges are typically, I think it's like 20 feet or 5 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet. And that's how safe you are between your neighbors. Obviously, the houses that we do have are pretty on top of each other where they are. So we're all in each other's ignition spots. So that does like make to where you have to work with your neighbors more to lower the risk and et cetera like that. We have to have, it has to have its own committee with a minimum of 5 people.
Yeah, and what we were saying earlier, and there has to be 1 volunteer hour annually per home that is added to it.
So it's the first part. First step is calling the California liaison because each state is different on which application they want. I already found where you can place the application. But you have to meet with your liaison because each state has different qualifications, and because we're in lovely California, we know that they're going to be the strictest possible. And I don't know if that necessarily aligns with a water board committee creating another committee, or is that something more with like MAC?
We'll have to figure something out. Do that like maybe at the MAC committee.
Okay. Because yeah, we definitely have to get more community involvement, and we also have to hold. You have to make a 3-year action items of, okay, year 1, this is what we're going to do to try to lower our risk. Year 2, this is our goal. Year 3, and different things like that. So, like, the community cleanups could be included into that action items, things like that, the brush, the hours you donate. And then you, at every year, have to turn in, we did action items A through Z and completed them. Here's the documentation. And you have to have 1 person as the point of interest, that tech president of the committee.
Yeah, so maybe we should bring that to the MAC committee, MAC meeting next month.
Okay.
See if we can get everybody involved.
I think it would definitely help us out a little bit as a community, but I'm sure we are high risk out here.
The fire department will be there too, so maybe we can just...
Yeah, the fire department, it does say that you have to have somebody in one of those, either forestry, local fire department, in the committee. You have to have at least 1 of those people.
All right. Any community involvement?
You missed 1.
No, you didn't. Okay.
On the fire one? That's what they were
talking about.
Oh, you're talking about community involvement for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, it's kind of community involvement as well. Like, I could have put those together, but I just wasn't.
You didn't say that. Excuse me.
Do we have any community involvement?
I don't think we have anything.
Not yet.
No?
In the future, I would like to get involved. I don't know how. Called Humanitarian Solutions, and I'm looking to launch it here in the future. So,
we have a MAC committee that meets every 2 months at the community center over
MAC?
Next door.
Community?
MAC, it's a...
MAC.
MAC, it's Riverside County.
It's Municipal Advisory Committee.
And it'll be, is it August 13th?
Yeah, May 13th. The Thursday at 6 o'clock here at the community center.
So you should come to that too?
Yeah. The county people, all the county people are usually there. Well, they show up, but I mean everything from the sheriff to the fire department to representative from the supervisor's office. Yeah, all of it.
Code enforcement.
Okay, moving on, let's move on to old business. And I see that we're back to the backhoe again. And we have four quotes.
Expensive, I believe, was the original one that was on there.
Are they still standing by that quote?
Yeah. But they're all Quinn, that's the thing, because Quinn's the only one that has cat. So just different areas of SoCal that sells these, and that's the price that we got. And then we went with the John Deere down at the bottom. That's the John Deere, which is very similar to what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 years newer, but that's the price. I don't know why it's so much higher, but That's
for
just
the name.
Yeah. So that model John Deere is very similar to the cat that we're trying to get. So for some reason, it's maybe the economy right now, but that John Deere is $20,000 more than the cat. But
what I would say about that is that what is your suggestion on that? Because you would probably know better in the field as to what.
I actually had my guys that are the operators choose these backups. You guys, whatever you think is best for you, you get the quotes from me, and then we'll put them in this. So, I like John Deere too, but I was comfortable with cat, and the guys want a cat, so that's what we went with as far as our quotes.
Do you have any in between the one that's 152 and the one?
It's the same backup.
Same
thing.
Just from a different place.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I have a question. So these quotes are all for 2025s?
Yes.
So it's almost 2 years old now. Backhoe.
I don't think they're available now. I think that's all that's available.
Just 2025?
Yeah.
They don't have a 2026?
I don't think so. But I can confirm that. Because I remember with Morongo, we ordered a new backhoe, and it took a year and a half to get that backhoe.
Yeah.
A year and a half to get that.
Is that included in the price?
They're here. So this 2025 is here. This is what they have in stock.
It's 2025.
Yeah.
And the other one you guys have is what year? 2023?
No, it's a 2006.
Oh yeah. You need a new one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this is an action item.
I make a motion to approve the purchase of the 2025 backhoe. The cheapest one, preferably.
Okay, I'll second it.
Right, so a motion to approve the purchase of a 2025 backhoe from Quincat. Made by Board Vice Chair Brock and second by Director Keith. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teacher?
Aye. Okay. Tab 5. Just what that is.
Hey, we have some updates.
Yes.
Finally. Last week. Finally, we got our SCADA panel installed at Well 4, so he brought that whole thing complete, and it took him 10 minutes just to plug that thing in. So the only thing we're waiting on, tomorrow morning, he's coming with the antenna for that.
And then once he plugs the antenna into that, he can
direct that signal over here to
this computer,
and then he can program the whole thing. So I'm pretty sure tomorrow this thing will be up and running from SCADA, from my cell phone. I can just turn it on from the cell phone.
Finally.
Which is perfect timing because Well 2, which is the next line item, that's going to be on the 27th. So
they're going to pull Well 2, which is our main well. So we want to have both of those, number 4 and number 5, connected to SCADA so we can control everything from home if needed. So yeah, so Well 2 will be pulled next. We don't know how long it's going to take, obviously, because they're going to, once they pull it, they have to discover.
That's like a 2 to 3 day project. Then they'll discover what's wrong with it, and then we can determine what the problem is, then make the necessary repairs for that. So
finally some good news, finally some movement, you know.
See how much it's going to cost to repair it.
Exactly. We're hoping for 60, not 120. Of course, that bottom one, I don't even want to talk about it because we can't get a hold of them, but we need, if anybody knows the owners of that property on Ramona, please get a hold of them because they're not responding to us. We already signed the papers, submitted our offer, and nobody, even their realtors, our realtors, nobody can get a hold of them to get them.
Back out of country, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, you think they want to get rid of the property since they're once again in the news over there.
But the thing is, they haven't paid for that water over there since January, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
We had to put a lien on it, and when we sent the lien through the mail, it had to be certified, so someone had to sign off on it, and somebody did sign off on it. So we're thinking, well, let's just send them a letter and let them know what we're trying to do, and we're in a hurry because we have a deadline to get this property. So we wrote the letter today, I'm going to send it off tomorrow. They'll sign off on it, yeah, certified mail,
yeah.
See who responds. But the offer was 129, which is what they were offering. We just haven't received any response from them.
Good job.
Can I ask a dumb question since I'm still the newbie? What exactly is a SCADA panel and what does it do?
It's not. I wish I could show you. I don't have it on my phone. So SCADA is a way that we can monitor our system, the whole water system, from our computer. So when we come in the mornings, we check the SCADA panel or the SCADA computer. And we can see all the reservoirs, all the pressure stations, all the wells. We know exactly what they're doing because of SCADA and can monitor it. So well 4 right now, whenever we have to turn it on, we got to go to the site, open up all the valves by hand, and then turn it on. But if there was emergency, you have to come all the way out here and do everything in the dark, you know. So it costs like $30,000 for that SCADA panel, but now you can go on your phone, in an emergency, turn the well 4 on and have water pumping to the reservoir just in case.
Will it monitor like output as well? So like if there's like a major leak or
so that's on your reservoir. On your reservoir, if there's a leak, you'll look at the reservoir and you'll see the level start to drop and you know you have a major problem. Everybody get out there, you know. So.
Okay.
That's happened when they used the heli hydrants and we're like, oh my gosh, there's a leak because the levels went way down, but it was for the heli.
Thank you.
It was quick when they used the heli hydrants.
Yeah.
I used to work at Coachella Valley Water District, and they had their SCADA room was all every wall in the room. It's crazy. So you could see all the whole Coachella Valley on the wall. This one's just a little computer.
We're not quite as big, okay?
Okay. So next is a discussion update. Reports on meetings attended by CWD Board of Directors.
I actually haven't had a meeting since the last one and that one, so, because we're early.
I attended yesterday San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. They had a lot of just business that they took care of yesterday, but they did discuss, they have 3 seats open for election this year, Division 3, Division 4, and At-Large Number 2. So if anybody was interested, that they could go and pick up all the voting information and stuff from Marcella, their person in charge of that. They also voted to keep their tax price the same on their on the property tax bills. Director Ball had wanted to lower it for his constituents, he said, but the others all agreed that it would be better to keep it the same to cover the unknown things that could possibly happen so that, say, in 2 years, something big would happen that they would have to cover, and then they would have to add a huge tax bill onto the property taxes. So instead, they all voted to go ahead and keep it the same there. And that was about it, because most of their stuff was, they just came up and adapted a beautiful board handbook for their board. And it's got pictures in it. It tells what their board does. And so that every time somebody new comes into their board, they can give them this booklet. And then people in the community can see the booklet. And it's just, it was really nice and really well done.
We need to give her something extra.
All right, well, I don't think we're going to be able to do number 3.
Oh, yeah.
I just
did send Sarah the agenda, but I didn't talk to her, so.
All right. Any public comments? No?
I wanted to ask, who were you guys just talking about with the directors?
Sangregonial Pass Water Agency.
Who?
Sangregonial Pass Water Agency.
I heard of them.
They're in Beaumont. They're another, they're a water district. They're not really, it's kind of weird. They're not really a water agency where they have, like, customers.
They sell water.
They sell,
basically,
like, water.
They buy and sell water and take care of the pass area. That's pretty much their whole thing.
They don't have, like, houses.
Right.
They just,
are they on that side over there?
No, they are, but they like buy bulk water and sell bulk water. They don't have, like, individual customers.
And how big are they?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Are they part of the reservation or no?
No. No, reservation's on their own.
Okay. And you said that was who?
Sangregonial Pass Water.
Sangregonial.
Yeah.
They have a website that you can look up.
You know the name of the website?
It's Sangregonial Pass Water Agency.
SGTWA.
You had to look that up.
Yeah, I did, because they mixed in my head.
They're wholesalers.
So it works like if say Banning has a water shortage, something happens and they don't have it, they can buy water from them and they can get water there. Or Ukaipa or whatever. They're also one of the ones that helped with, we have telehydrants now that the helicopters can come down and just get the water. We have two of them here.
Okay.
One below the wash and then one over on the other side of the freeway. And then they're in different spots in Riverside County. And then so the helicopters during a big fire don't have to fly miles and miles to get water. They can just hit these spots, get the water, and get it on the fire way quicker.
Oh, that's great.
And they helped with all of that and getting different places set up with that. And
they help with funding and stuff and deal with the state, things like that.
I think I saw them out when a couple of weeks ago, when the fires were right here coming through the mountains. I know I saw a big helicopter go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Future agenda items and comments. Anything? Anybody? How about management comments?
Yeah, I spoke with Sarah actually last week about grant funding for the potential new pipelines, maybe a new reservoir hopefully. And so she directed me towards Matt. I emailed Matt and he responded today. So I got to go through that email and see what exactly it consists of, and then we can start applying for some grant funding through Sangregonial Pass or was it DW, Department of Water Resources?
DWR.
Yeah. So I'll look into that tomorrow.
You want to learn how to write grants?
Yep. I'll call Mike.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah. It's wordy. It's all wordy.
It is. Okay, board members got anything to say? Anybody?
I do have a question. Is that water project, the water lines, supposed to go down from Egan all the way down to the Amethyst building?
No, they never got back to us. Because they were, they're next to Morongo. So they're hooked up with Morongo right now, and they were, like, trying to have us as a backup.
Right.
We were trying to, like, okay, we'll try to front you the money, but you need to have it installed, you know, and then they kind of backed out. But they keep calling every now and then, but there's never any movement on that. So we all want that, too.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how we would go down Elm once we get there because of Metropolitan Water District, what they just did. See, they poured all that concrete in the road, and, man,
I'm going to be able to get through it.
You have to highlight that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, well.
Is there any more word about the generators? Or still
no,
No, he was just saying that they're still searching for that funding. That's what,
that was the issue, is that all the funding from this past cycle is kind of already taken. So now we got to wait till 27, 28 to get that funding. So, but we'll be first in line, you know, supposedly. So I keep, you know, sending little emails to him, just trying to keep us in his ear, you know, so that he'll remember. But yeah, the funding's not there.
It's like, hello, they shut our power off for no reason sometimes.
Yeah, right.
We need to have generators so we can keep water.
If you want your heli hydrants to work, we need these generators.
Okay, well, there's all the different meetings and stuff. You guys want to take a look at that. And my favorite word down there.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, sir. Okay, adjourn at 6:30. Made by Director Carlin, seconded by Director Perez. Director Teek?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teek?
Aye.